Do you like being busy? I do too. Let's talk about that today on Coach's Corner. Hi, Robert Imbrielli here, your coach for today. I want to be talking about something that I think we all kind of get caught up in one way or another. And I have to tell you, way back in the early days of my career being a self-employed professional, if you will, there was one habit that I really needed to shake. And it was one of those things that I had learned in the business world. Actually, I was working for one of these big government type companies, and it was real important back then to look busy, right? Anytime some of the management walked by, you had to look busy, even though we didn't have any work. So I got really, really good. I know a lot of people do. I got really good at making myself look busy. I found things to do that you would not believe, you know? So when anytime anybody would walk in, I was busy. I was active. There were things happening, things moving around. I would, at the time I was a industrial photographer, and I would move things around the studio, and I would do all kinds of stuff and clean stuff up and take equipment apart and clean it. And, you know, there was always something going on, even though there wasn't work. That was a great habit then. But then when I moved into being a self-employed professional, when I started my own business back in 1995, I've been out of the corporate world that long. It was one of those habits that really didn't serve. I found myself every day doing things to keep the ball rolling, to look busy. So I would, get on my computer at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I wouldn't get off until, 9 o'clock at night. And I was just busy all day doing all kinds of stuff. And it wasn't until I attended a seminar where somebody had talked about that and said, okay, what's the best thing that you could be doing with your time? Is it really just looking busy? Is that really the key to it all? And they really suggested that you ought to take a look at your to-do list and really start to segment things into what's really important, what's really going to move the needle, if you will. The new terminology for today is move the needle, right? What's going to take you to the next step? What's going to move you a little bit forward versus what's just, I got to clean my desk off. Okay, great. Why do you need to do that? Well, I don't. I could live with it another day the way it is. It's fine. It's no problem. And so I started to prioritize differently. And to this day, how I manage my day, how I manage my schedule is very simple. You don't use any fancy software. All I use is, in my case, I use OneNote, and you could use Evernote, or you could use any of the note-taking software programs out there. And it's just a simple to-do list. But the to-do list is prioritized. And prioritized means that I make sure that the top three items are things that must get done that day. And when I come in the morning, now I go and attack those things first. Why? Because I'm the freshest in the morning. My energy is the best, thinking-wise, I guess, in the morning to get that kind of thing done. And I feel accomplished. I get more done sometimes between breakfast and lunchtime than most people do in a day. It's just because I prioritize differently. I don't have to look busy all the time. I'm the boss. I'm not going to yell at me if I'm not feeling up to doing a whole lot of work that day or something. It's okay. But the truth of the matter is, if you prioritize the things that are on your to-do list, it's important to do that. And if you do that, your day is successful literally before lunch, and sometimes a lot earlier than that even. So that leaves me half a day to do things that probably weren't on my list, some things that I wanted to add, some things that I wanted to put on there that I hadn't thought of before. And I think that's really one of the important things. Looking busy, feeling busy, we all want to feel busy. If you want to feel busy all day, you're like me, you like things have to be moving all the time, that's great. Just make sure you're doing things that matter, things that will move the needle forward. That phone call you need to make, that live stream you need to do, that seminar you need to write, the book you need to write. The last book I wrote, I dedicated myself to writing 1,500 words a day. Didn't matter what time of day, when I felt inspired, I would get on the computer and write at least that. Did I do it every day? No. Some days it was 800 words. Some days it was 2,500 words. So it all balanced out. I was going for that 1,500 words a day. The book was written in 36 days. I mean, that's just the way you want to look at it. So you got to do things that matter. Things that are going to move the needle forward. And really, only you can determine that. I mean, you know your schedule. You know what's on your to-do list. My to-do list can be rather large sometimes. They could be 100 or more items. And clearly, if I look at that, it's going to, crush me. And I'm going to go, I'll never get it done. Forget it. I'm going to be overwhelmed. And in fact, that does the opposite of what you want it to do. It actually demotivates me because it's like, I don't even want to touch that list. I'm going to the beach, you know, and have that kind of approach to it. So I think it's easier if you say, I'm going to put fewer things on my list, but the things I'm going to put on my list are the things that matter. These are the things that I'm going to keep busy on today. These are the things I'm going to get done. These are the most important things. These will make a difference going forward. Now, if you're like some people, I've had clients who really look at their lists and they go, I don't really know what's the most important thing for the day. I don't know what I should be doing. Then here's the thing. First thing in the morning, or better, I do this at night now. I do it before I go to bed. I make my list for the next day and I decide what a priority is. And if you can't figure out what the priority is, then that's your priority, to figure out what the priority is. That, what does that mean? Well, you can ask, you can read a book, you could, you know, there's so much information out there. So many people, especially now doing live streaming videos like this, who are going to teach you that sort of stuff. So that's the first thing. Figure out what are the priorities in life. What is going to move the needle forward? Do you need to write an article? Do you need to contact somebody? Do you need to send somebody a message on Facebook or email? Or do you need to send a letter, write a letter? Do you need to make a phone call? You know, there's always something in your list, or on your list, I should say, that is going to help you move that needle forward. And you got to make sure you get something like that done. And my goal is I just try to do three of those a day, three things that are going to move the needle forward. If I do that every day, then I have this feeling of momentum going. And at the end of the week, come Friday, I can look back and say, yeah, I don't really need to work Friday. I've done enough for the week. I can take the time off, and I felt busy and I felt productive and I feel accomplished. I don't need to worry about Friday. Friday is actually, my terminology in my office is fun Friday, right? Dress a little bit more casual. It's Friday today. I dress a little bit more casual on Friday, and I typically don't stay in the office the whole day. I'll just go do something else, which I'm about to leave just after I'm done with this little presentation here today. But I just want to leave you with that. It's like, looking busy is real important. It's really a good thing. But I think the bigger piece here is to make sure you're busy doing the right things. And really, it starts with prioritizing yourself. I like to do it at night. You might decide you're going to do it first thing in the morning. I like to have it figured out before I get into the work zone, because when I get in the work zone, I like to get going. So when I'm in here, I just want to get going. What do I need to do first? Open up OneNote. It's right there for me. This is the first thing, this is the second thing, this is the third thing. Try to hit those things as quickly as possible. Sometimes they don't get done, honestly. The best laid plans sometimes don't work out, and that's okay. I don't beat myself up. I just move it to the next day. It's fine. It's not the end of the world. It's a text file. You know, it's easy to copy and paste something down a few notches. It's not a big deal. But I encourage you to look at your list on a daily basis and keep things, you know, fresh, keep things prioritized, and you'll start to build that feeling of momentum. And momentum, by the way, is what I've always taught people. Momentum is the pathway to success. If you can remember that, that's really all you need to do. And then you got to figure out, how do you get that momentum? It's doing a little bit every single day. And it's, one starts to build on the other, starts to build on the other. And you look back over a month, over a year, and you know, your business is doing something different than it was. Your life has changed. You know, things are fixed. Things are much better than they were a year ago. And you might say, well, it's too late for me to change. But you know what? A year from now, you're still going to be where you are, or worse. Or you can choose to prioritize, do the things that are important, and move the needle, get things moving in the direction that you want them to. So a year from now, you can be, wow, this is great. Everything's working out just as I had planned. So I encourage you to give that some thought. And it's something I've been doing for the better part of 20 years now. Really, since I left the corporate world, I started doing this. And it's helped me tremendously. And I know it'll help you too. Thanks for watching. And we'll see you again real soon.